American consumers are breaking records for failing to pay their credit card bills. The American Bankers Association has kept tabs on credit card delinquencies for about 20 years, and this is the highest rate of delinquency they've recorded. It comes at a time when banks and others are trying to tighten up on credit cards. We're joined by Ann Riley Dowd, who is a Washington correspondent for Money Magazine. The record that credit card customers are breaking here, delinquencies are up from 3.53% in the spring to 3.66% in the early summer. That doesn't sound huge to me, 3%. Fractions of 3%.
It is really dramatic in the sense that it's coming at a time when unemployment is low and inflation is low. Typically, we've seen surges in bankruptcies and delinquencies on credit cards at times when we were in the midst of a recession, when unemployment was high. But this time, it's coming when things are fairly good, and that's why it's particularly remarkable.
And puzzling.
And worrisome.
Why is it happening?
Well, it's happening for a number of reasons. First of all, and probably most important, has been the incredibly aggressive marketing of credit cards by credit card companies who have found it terrifically profitable over the last 2 years. And secondly, we've had a change in the way Americans look at bankruptcy. Not only is it easier to file for bankruptcy, but the stigma that's long been attached to bankruptcy has dissipated over the years. And now, for instance, there is a game show on cable television called Debt, where highly indebted consumers compete, and the winner gets his debt paid by the show, and the loser gets a savings bond. It's a totally different attitude towards bankruptcy, and certainly the old stigma isn't there anymore.
Now, it is true, isn't it, that a bank will send a credit card to virtually anybody? You practically get the names out of the phone book.
People, that's right.
People who have decent credit ratings get dozens and dozens of solicitations.
Well, and even if you don't have decent credit ratings, I think if you had a mailbox in the last 2 years, you were probably inundated with offers for credit cards. In the last 2 years, 5 million solicitation offers were mailed, and it's about 32 offers for every American between 18 and 64, or on average $130,000 in credit for each and every one of those 160 million Americans.
To some extent, it seems to me, this is a political question. Politicians are always telling us that Americans don't save enough and that we should save more. But Americans are looking at the ease with which you can go into debt and seeing no reason whatsoever to save. I mean, aren't those two things related? Isn't there some sort of a relationship here between the ease of credit and the failure to save?
Well, I think there certainly is, because there isn't a price to going into debt in the same way there was in the past. Because of the intense competition in the credit card business, once a person has filed for bankruptcy, they can often come right back into the credit market and get more consumer credit. So on the one hand, we hear a lot of high-flown rhetoric about the need to save. On the other hand, the entire system is encouraging and continues to encourage consumers to take on more debt.
Is it really in the interests of banks to get us to pay our debts?
You know, it's in the interest of banks to get us to take on a lot of debt, on which we will pay a lot of interest, which will push up their profits. It is not exactly in their interest for us to pay off our debt. What the credit card companies really want to do is for us to have big balances, but to pay our minimum and our rates on time.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Ann Riley Dowd is a Washington correspondent for Money Magazine.